You're listening to SBS News.
The research published in the journal Nature shows the new class of anti-cancer drugs in effect put cancer cells permanently to sleep. The process of stopping the growth of tumours occurs without damaging any cell's DNA, which occurs in conventional treatments such as chemotherapy and radiotherapy. The development of the drugs has been a joint effort between the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research, Monash University, Cancer Therapeutics CRC, the University of Melbourne, Peter McCallum Cancer Centre and the CSIRO. One of the research leaders, Associate Professor Tim Thomas from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute, says it's an exciting development.
And so what I think the future of cancer therapy will be to have directed and targeted treatments which will work on specific patient groups. What we hope that we've developed here is a new type of approach to to cancer therapy, which is stopping cancer cells growing but leaving the normal cells relatively unaffected, and that's by harnessing the body's normal defences against unrestricted growth.
Professor Thomas says the development of the drug is at a preclinical stage. The research shows that by targeting certain proteins known to play a major role in the development of cancer, doctors can essentially halt the cancer. These proteins are known as KAT6A and KAT6B, and they're proteins that affect certain genes most commonly found in cancers. Jonathan Bale is Professor of Medicinal Chemistry at the Monash Institute of Pharmaceutical Science and also involved in the research.
The disease-causing protein that's being targeted really has not been able to be targeted before with a small molecule potential drug. In fact, for many years, people were increasingly thinking this sort of protein, the disease protein in certain cancers, maybe just couldn't be targeted, and we had to look for other things to modify, if you like, their activity. But we have really proven, we've been able to develop a small molecule which inhibits these proteins. And so for the first time, we've been able to show, yes, you can develop a potential drug for this sort of enzyme.
Dr. Ken Dutton-Register is a research officer at QIMR Berghofer Medical Research Institute. While he's not involved in this current discovery, he has looked at conventional and experimental cancer treatments. He says the emergence of a wide variety of drugs is having a positive impact on improving survival for late-stage disease, including this latest discovery, which falls into the emerging field of epigenetic treatments.
The way that these epigenetic drugs work, particularly this drug, is that it freezes the cell but doesn't sort of kill the cell off. And so if you are at a very late stage disease and have a lot of sort of tumours throughout your body, we obviously want to try and get rid of that first before trying to stop the cells from growing. And so this drug could be really useful after using an initial therapy that sort of gets rid of those large tumour mass. And then we'd use this new type of epigenetic drug to sort of, you know, prevent any sort of tumours from growing back, which is a really useful idea and concept.
Professor Bale says while it's early days, clinical trials might not be far away.
At the moment, we're just looking at what's called pharmacokinetics and formulation approaches to actually modify and improve the exposure of our compounds, ultimately in patients. If we show that works over the next year, then as long as it passes the required safety barriers that new drugs have to overcome, you couldn't rule out that possibly clinical trials could be a matter of a few years away.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.